love, divine love, is the highest attainment. All spiritual practices should end in this sweet consummation. Love is the end of the quest. See that you are absorbed in God, who is love, and become an image of Him. Let all your emotions be of love. Life is dry and insipid if it is not filled with love. Be intoxicated with love, the love that blesses you with a vision of your beloved. All beings are the forms of your beloved. Grace, love, and bliss are synonymous. The three are one in your beloved, and you are He. Dance with joy. The wateries of the intellect and the highest flights of imagination cannot be compared with the triumphs of love. The discords and conflicts in life are the result of the absence of love. Love purifies, ennobles, and sanctifies every moment of life. Love invites suffering for the sake of the beloved and transmutes them into unalloyed joy. The pointed dart tipped with love injects delight, not pain. Ordinarily, love based on physical affinity is a source of misery, both the lover and the loved. But divine love based on the feeling of spiritual oneness is sublime. It is a source of pure bliss. Here, you love another not because he is a relation of yours, but because you and he are one in spirit. In love in the making sees faults. Love in the fulfillment sees none. Seeing faults is like cutting love into pieces, murdering love. By so doing, we keep the mind alive. We have to go beyond the mind. The mind must die. Love breaks all barriers. Even body consciousness is transcended under the intoxication of love. What to say, then, of man-made distinctions created by allegiance to creed, race, and institutions? Love is a great unifying force. It is a solvent of differences and diversities. It creates unity. But to love truly, one must have the knowledge of the self. On the basis of self-knowledge alone, one can love all with an equal vision. Love begets love, and kindness begets kindness. This is a law which knows no exception. People dislike us because we have no love for them. If we love them, their love automatically flows to us. When our love goes to them and their love comes to us, the two streams mingle together and there is an ocean of love and joy. Love is not bargaining. It is not give and take. It is a spontaneous merging of souls. Truly speaking, it is not that we have to love God. We have to know that God, who is love, is enthroned in our hearts. By surrendering ourselves to this divine love in us, we become embodiments of that love. By constant remembrance and meditation, we realize His presence in us and our life becomes filled with His light and love. His love then radiates through us and we see with love, talk with love, give with love, receive with love, and act with love. Love of God means love of all beings, because God is all and all is in God. He is all in all. Love is consciousness of unity as hatred is of diversity. Go beyond all narrow limitations. Rise, soar high, and hold the world in one embrace of love. Your dwelling place is the whole universe, which is your body. Live in it as love.